Port Henry, in contrast to Witherby and Mineville, physically reflected the great wealth that mining and manufacturing had created. It was in Port Henry where the large estates of the company owners, complete with their mansions, gardens, and greenhouses, stood. Main Street in Port Henry is a good place to stop, stretch your legs, and take in some of the architecture. The Moriah Chamber of Commerce on Main Street also has a good collection of mining photos and is an ideal place to get your bearings and information about the town. Although it burned in 1910, the Lewald Opera House was an integral part of the village square, which was also home to a bandstand and helped make plays, operas, and musical performances commonplace in Port Henry during the late 1800s. The town's own Trombley Quartet was considered the best male quartet in the state. One of the largest buildings left to see is the Lee House, which was built as a hotel in the 1870s and later enlarged, boasting 50 rooms and one of the first Otis elevators in the country. It was here that the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute students stayed when they came for school trips to visit the mines and furnaces in the late 1800s.
All met after supper when an attendance at the Opera House furnished a means of passing the evening. The play was Our Jonathan, and the applause at certain parts would seem to testify its good points.
Sail home as straight as an arrow.
The song White Wings received well-merited encores.
At the hotel that night, there was not much rest for the weary until long after the midnight hour had tolled.
While the young men of RPI enjoyed Port Henry's social scene, the locals got their rest for another day's work in and around the mines. Port Henry was an anchor for the large and diverse mining population. In his book about iron mining in the region, called Through the Light Hole, Patrick Farrell writes,
"The company benevolence filled voids.
A library, opera house, golf course, and multiple cultural opportunities were some of the niceties that the Witherby and Sherman families provided for its wealthier residents. But they also made sure its workers had opportunities for recreation. Memorial Hall in Witherby was equipped with bowling alleys, a billiard room, lunch counter, and an auditorium that also served as a ballroom.
Company organized social and recreational programs were a necessary part of community life. For example, during the summer months, occasional excursions were made from Mineville to Lake Placid with a day-long steamboat trip and return in the evening. The excursions were popular events and the band participated, providing entertainment. Holiday events were also well-planned activities for community participation. Independence Day celebration was a special two-day event for many years. There were contests in machine rock drilling, double jack hand drilling, hand mucking, drill sharpening, and a tug of war in which miners representing Witherby Sherman and Company, Port Henry Iron Ore Company, and Cheever Iron Ore Company competed for cash prizes equal to several days' wages. There were foot races for adults and children.
Plus parades with floats, dinner, a band contest, baseball, dancing. Talk about a good company party. Today, Port Henry is known for its Champ Day, a day-long festival in July celebrating the local legendary lake monster, Champ. The village still has its big Labor Day parade too, going strong since 1889. Witherby Sherman also gave something to students aspiring to higher education.
They offered employment in the mines or surface departments to earn money for their education. I know of three young men who were advanced funds to attend business college and returned to take clerical positions with Witherby Sherman and Company. They, of course, repaid the loans. My father was one of them.